Welcome to the Ulysses Book Club. Monday, I'm so excited to read Ulysses with you.
Yeah, so am I. I'm so excited that we're doing this.
Now, for those who are reading Ulysses for the first time or who've never read any of James Joyce, who are joining us to read along with us, I'm very excited to have you with us. Hopefully this podcast is a good companion piece to reading the text. If you've read it a billion times and you're reading it again, hopefully you pick up something that you haven't already picked up. But who are we to do this, Monday?
Just fans, just big fans.
Super fans.
Super fans. You know, two super fans who bonded over a shared love of this book and felt frustrated that they didn't have enough friends to chat about it with, so they decided to make a podcast instead, both to connect with other people but also to hopefully force some of our friends to read it with us too.
The plot of Ulysses takes place over one day, June 16, 1904. The novel begins in the morning and finishes in the dead of night. The narrative follows three characters as they make their way around Dublin. The young poet Stephen Dedalus, a Jewish advertising canvasser Leopold Bloom, and a singer Molly Bloom, who's married to Leopold. They move about their day, sometimes interacting but often not, and the novel preoccupies itself with the inner thoughts of these people as they live their lives. In short, Stephen wakes up among housemates he's increasingly uncomfortable with, heads off to teach at a high school for half a day, delivers a lecture at the public library, and then heads out for a debaucherous drunken evening. Leopold wakes up to make his wife breakfast before heading out to do some chores. He has the funeral of an acquaintance, a half day's work, and eventually spends the evening aiming to help Stephen get home after his night out in Dublin's red light district. Molly Bloom wakes up late and spends the day at home preparing for an upcoming concert tour she's singing in. She's having an affair with the tour manager, Blazes Boylan, and he comes over for sex during the day. The novel's final chapter ends on her thoughts as she recounts the day while drifting off to sleep. So published in 1922, it covers an entire day in the life of its main character, but it is also connected to the Odyssey as well.
Yeah, in fact, it's a kind of modernist retelling of the Odyssey, which is a epic story spanning a significant amount of time with gods and goddesses and monsters and heroes. And instead it is a very ordinary man in Dublin and his very ordinary day.
Yeah, so the chapters are all broken up into chapters that match up with the Odyssey. So we'll be doing the same thing, taking it chapter by chapter as we go. We're thinking that the best way to approach it is trying to read it yourself first is probably a good call, I think. But if you get stuck halfway through, feel free to just jump in. I don't think spoilers are really a big
deal.
There's
absolutely no spoilers. There's no secrets in here, I don't think. I think you could definitely listen to an episode first and then try to read it. And it might make it easier. It might make more sense.
Yes.
There's a lot in there that's confusing. There's a lot that's easy to miss. But none of it is, you know, something that you want to be surprised by later. It's totally fine for the info to come at you as it does.
That's right. In each episode, we're going to be going through the plot of each chapter, its connection to the Odyssey, and we'll be talking about some of the things we love about it or the little bits of language and beautiful quirky bits and pieces that happen in it. If you are struggling, it's great to have a listen to help you along. And if you are fully finished, it also might help you look back on it and reflect on it.
Yeah, and also we are not experts. I mean, Tom is a very qualified teacher.
High school teacher doesn't make me an expert.
Still English and history teacher, and I expect him to come with a lot more facts and analysis, and I'm here for a bit more of the vibes, I think.
And your knowledge of ancient Greek stuff.
Yes, an obsession with the Odyssey that I have as well.
Before we finish this little introduction, I wanted to ask you, Monday, if this book is so intimidating to a lot of people, what drew you to it when you were younger and read it?
So I read it in high school, which is very, I think, pretentious or precocious, I suppose. But I think that there's part of that when you are a high school student and, you know, I think that ego of being a high school student and also the time on your hands of being a school student allows you to read books that, you know, even now I think there's like a whole lot of different types of books that I read when I was a teenager that I wouldn't be even remotely interested in reading now. You know, I think it might be it's like even if it's a bit dull or a bit hard to get to, it's really important, but I just want to read something fun. So I do think that you have the time and also like the hubris when you're younger. Somebody recommended it to me. I think my grandfather might have, but I just really liked it.
That's so impressive. I would not have been able to approach this at all in high school. It took me until second or third year uni.
Well, I got through it, but I mean, even from rereading this now, there's a lot of bits that I've missed. And I've reread it before since, but you know, I think that I read it, yes. How much was I able to take in? Yeah. I don't know. I think there's whole chapters that feel like fever dreams.
There are some chapters that are full on fever dreams. I tried to read it many times. It took me 4 or 5 goes where I'd get through the first chapter, which we'll talk about next time, Telemachus, and then I'd just give up after that.
But you kept trying.
I did, yes, yeah, many times.
Why?
And then when there was something about it that felt really special. And I think first year uni when we covered James Joyce's Dubliners, and I loved that short story collection a lot, that made me think, okay, I'm missing something here. It's like if you try watching David Lynch and you watch Inland Empire, you're probably going to be like, oh, this is not for me. But The Elephant Man might get you excited about trying something else, you know. So, yeah, I eventually came back to it and I took a whole year to read the whole thing cover to cover, and it was one of the best years of my life. I became obsessed, and ever since then I've been obsessed. So we are looking forward very much to talking about it with you. Next time we'll be back to talk about the very first chapter, Telemachus.
Yeah, so each episode will be a chapter of the book. It's very, very casual. Mm-hmm. It's not academic at all, and hopefully it makes it a little bit more approachable.
We'll try and make it a little wanky though. That's definitely the plan.
You can.
All right. See you in our first chapters episode on Telemachus.
Can't wait.